ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। If you're not part of the Hindi translation, please move up by 8.3 meters. Move up close. Everybody, please move in. Come up close. Unless you're... The Hindis can... If you're doing the Hindi translations, you can stay back. But everyone else, move up. Because you have your space. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text number 12. Sa yadanuvratah pungsang sa yadun sa yadanuvratah pungsam sa yadanuvratah pungsam pashu buddhir vidyate pashu buddhir vidyate anya esha tatanyo aham anya esha tatanyo aham iti bheda gathasati iti bheda gathasati sa yadanuvrata pumsam pashu bhudhir vatiyate anyesha tatanyoham iti bheda gathasati sa yadanuvrata pumsam pashu bhudhir vatiyate anya esha tatanyoham iti bheda gathasati sa yadanuvrata pungsam pashu bhudhir vatiyate anya esha tatanyoham iti bheda gathasati sa yadanuvrata pumsam pashu bhudhir vidyate nyanesha tatanyoham iti bheda gathasati sa yadanuvrata pumsam pashu bhudhir vidyate anya esha tatanyoham ti bheda gathasati sa yadanuvrata pumsam pashu bhudhir vidyate anya esha tatanyoham ti bheda gathasati. Vaishnavis, sa yadanuvrata pumsam pashu bhudhir vidyate anya esha tatanyoham hi bheda gathasati. Anyone else? Saha That Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yada. When. Anuvrataha. Favorable or pleased. Pungsam. Of the conditioned souls. Pashubudihi. The animalistic conception of life. Quote, I am the Supreme and everyone is God. Vidhyate is destroyed. Anyaha, another. Esha, this. Tata, as well as. Anyaha, another. Aham, I. Iti, thus. Bheda, distinction. Gata, having. Asati, which is disastrous. Translation. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pundit and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends, and himself. Intelligently, he then thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. Would you like to repeat? When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pundit and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends, and himself. Intelligently, he then thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God. And therefore, we are not different from one another. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When Prahlad Maharaj's teachers and demoniac father asked him how his intelligence had been polluted, Prahlad Maharaj said, as far as I am concerned, my intelligence has not been polluted. Rather, by the grace of my spiritual master and by the grace of my Lord Krishna, I have now learned that no one is my enemy and no one is my friend. We are all actually eternal servants of Krishna, but under the influence of the external energy, we think that we are separately situated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friends and enemies of one another. This mistaken idea has now been corrected, and therefore, unlike ordinary human beings, I no longer think I am God and that others are my friends and enemies. Now I am rightly thinking that everyone is an eternal servant of God and that our duty is to serve the Supreme Master, for then we shall stand on the platform of oneness as servants. Demons think of everyone as a friend or enemy, but Vaishnavas say that since everyone is a servant of the Lord, everyone is on the same platform. Therefore, a Vaishnava treats other living entities neither as friends nor as enemies, but instead tries to spread Krishna consciousness, teaching everyone that we are all one as servants of the Supreme Lord, but are uselessly wasting our valuable lives by creating nations, communities, and other groups of friends and enemies. Everyone should come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and thus feel oneness as a servant of the Lord. Although there are 8,400,000 species of life, a Vaishnava feels this oneness. The Ishopanishad advises ikatvam anupashritaha. A devotee should see the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be situated in everyone's heart and should also see every living entity as an eternal servant of the Lord. This vision is called ikatvam, oneness. Although there is a relationship of master and servant, Both master and servant are one because of their spiritual identity. This is also ekatvam. Thus, the conception of ekatvam for the Vaishnava is different from that of the Mayavadi. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj how he had become antagonistic to his family. When a family member is killed by an enemy, all the members of the family would naturally be inimical to the murderer. But Hiranyakashipu saw that Prahlad had become friendly with the murderer. Therefore he asked, "Who has created this kind of intelligence in you? Have you developed this consciousness by yourself? Since you were a small boy, someone must have induced you to think this way." Prahlad Maharaj wanted to reply that an attitude favorable toward Vishnu can develop only when the Lord is favorable. Sa yadanuvrataha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the friend of everyone. Suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantimrichyati. Suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantimrichyati. Everyone say. Suridam sarvabhutanam. The Lord is never an enemy to any of the millions of living entities, but is always a friend to everyone. This is true understanding. If one thinks that the Lord is an enemy, his intelligence is pashubuddhi, the intelligence of an animal. He falsely thinks, "I am different from my enemy, and my enemy is different from me. The enemy has done this, and therefore my duty is to kill him." This misconception is described in this verse as bheda gatasati. The actual fact is that everyone is a servant of the Lord, as confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera swarupoi Krishna nityadas. As servants of the Lord, we are one, and there can be no questions of enmity or friendship. If one actually understands that every one of us is a servant of the Lord, where is the question of enemy or friend? Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should praise another's service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is the way of Vaishnava thinking. Vaikuntha thinking. There may be rivalries and apparent competition between servants in performing service, but in the Vaikuntha planets, the service of another servant is appreciated, not condemned. This is Vaikuntha competition. There is no question of enmity between servants. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. I'll read it again. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Please repeat. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Again, everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Someone say it back. Very good. Thank you. such are the activities of Vaikuntha. Since everyone is a servant, everyone is on the same platform and allowed to serve the Lord according to his ability. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham ridisani vishto matak smitir gyanam apohanam cha. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, giving dictation according to the attitude of the servant. However, the Lord gives different dictation to the non-devotees and devotees. The non-devotees challenge the authority of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Lord dictates in such a way that the non-devotees forget the Lord's service life after life and are punished by the laws of nature. But when a devotee very sincerely wants to render service to the Lord dictates in a different way. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 10:10, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Everyone is actually a servant, not an enemy or friend. And everyone is working under different directions from the Lord, who directs each living entity according to his mentality. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vidhitam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanditamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Barshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Pravave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupa Nuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchirananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virvava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vansha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Radha Madana Mohana Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumanta Srimad Ratnangara Singhasanasta Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Deva Prishtalibhi Sevya Manu Smarani Srimad Rasara Sarambhi Vamshivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swanir Gopi Gopinatha Shriestunaha Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasya Cha Vishnu Bhakti Pare Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yukvaivam Atmanam Aparayanaha Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Ahangtang Sarvapapebhyo Mokshayishami Masuchaha Shushusho Shuddhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syanmahat Sevaya Bipra Punyatirtan Nishevana Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hipadrani Vitunoti Suhritsatam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamaloba Dayashchaye Chaitaiter Anavidham Stitam Sattve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidyate Radaya Grantis Chijante Sarva Samshayaha Shiyante Chasya Karmani Drishtai Vatmanishware Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sayadanu Vrata Pumsam Pashubudhir Vidhiyate Anyesha Tatanyoham Iti Beda Gatasati. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity, because of his devotional service, one becomes a pundit and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends, and himself. Intelligently, he then thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. This correct thinking of Prahlad Maharaj is being questioned. Hiranyakashipu believes it to be a fault. But Prahlad Maharaj understands that he has received this correct vision, that is, that all living entities are one spiritually, including the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all in the same category spiritually. And the conception of friends and enemies is a product of illusion based on duality, thinking that I am a material body, and therefore seeing distinction between my needs and the needs of others and so forth. And Prahlad Maharaj is realizing, and Srila Prabhupada brings out in his purport, that this correct vision comes by the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. As is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. If one approaches a spiritual master, what is a spiritual master? Mentioned in the Shastra, tasmad gurum parpadyeta jignasu shreya uttamam shabde parichanishnatam brahman yupashramashrayam. Someone who has taken a dip in the ocean of transcendental knowledge in Shastra and who is fixed in devotional service, has no other business in life. If one approaches such a person and, 3 points, inquires submissively, offers submission, submits oneself, and renders service, then one can learn the truth. Now I'll ask you a question. What is that truth that Krishna mentions? That verse is 434. Correct? Tadvidi pranipatena pripashnena seva. What is verse number 35? What does Krishna say one learns from the spiritual master in the next verse? Who has a Bhagavad Gita? I need a key. No one has a Bhagavad Gita? Because I have one for sale afterwards, if you like. He's bringing Bhagavad Gita. So we're going to, for the enter into evidence in this court today, we'd like to enter this verse into evidence as what it is that one learns when one approaches a bona fide spiritual master. It's stated in verse 435. Note that Vamshulidas is now looking it up in the original Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna himself. Do you have a microphone? Okay, read it out loud. The Sanskrit and English for everyone to hear. What it is one learns after one approaches a spiritual master and inquires submissively, offers oneself, and renders service. What do you learn? You got to hold that right against your chin.
Yajjnatvana punarmoham evam yashyasi pandava yena bhutyana seshani drakshyasi atmani athomai. Translation. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine.
Fits, right? Okay, read it out loud and then we'll repeat. Do a part a little bit at a time in English.
Having obtained real knowledge,
From a self-realized soul,
you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the supreme, or in other words,
that they are mine. This was the vision that Prahlad Maharaj had. That's being brought up here. Ekatvam. He sees that all living entities belong to Krishna. They're in Krishna and they're his. And this is what Prabhupada now says is the sole propriety of the pundit. A learned person sees like this. And it's not an intellectual activity, but it's based on one approaching a spiritual master, receiving the grace of Krishna through the master. So this is one point that is brought up in this verse. And this idea of ekatvam comes and is quoted by Srila Prabhupada in this verse from the Shirsha Upanishad. Verse number is 7. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmai vadbud vijanataha tatrako mahakashoka ekadvam anupashyataha. So this verse says that anupashyati means one should systematically see all living entities as being part of Krishna. Anupashyati. Pashyati means, and anu means systematically, or to follow. To follow a system, to follow in the footsteps, take from the Shastra, take from the Guru, and to come to see. Anupashyati. So you have to follow this system and come to see. Yasmin sarvani bhutani, all living beings. Atmani vanupashyati. You see them all in relationship to Krishna. Sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato na vijugupsite. Now this verse says, what then can be illusion or anxiety for such a person? In other words, illusion and anxiety, as we spoke about yesterday, comes from this misconception, seeing wrongly, that living entities are separate from Krishna, that I'm separate from Krishna, that my agenda is separate from Krishna's. But one anupashyati, who sees systematically that everything belongs to Krishna, all living entities are in the same category of Krishna, and there's one thing to do in life, and that is serve Krishna. Jeev Krishna das, abhishwas, korleto ardukonai. Then there's no more dukkha. This word dukkha means that there's a axle, and it is out of alignment with the wheel. And when you have an axle that's out of alignment with the wheel, what happens? There's a vibration, and you have to fix it. Otherwise, your car will rattle itself to death, and the wheel may come off. This is dukkha. That's why in my life, when I'm out of alignment with this vision, then I feel that it's very bumpy. There are many incongruous circumstances and many difficulties. This is dukkha. Dukkha means I have a plan and the world works against my plan. Does that sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? Anyone ever have a plan and the world works against your plan? Yes? One person. Everybody else. It happens to me all the time. So, how does one align oneself with this vision of understanding? Anupashyati, yasmin sarvani bhutani atmani vanupashyati. That I am a living entity, I am a servant of Krishna, and all other living entities are also servants of Krishna. This is the perfect vision. Now, this is an interesting presentation because you'll see two parts to this purport. One is speaking about the oneness of all living entities. Aren't we discussing that? And it sounds as if it's all one. It's all one, right? Everything's just one. Correct? Yes or yes? Everything is one. Advaya Gyan Tattva. But, comma, it's different at the same time. So we have this philosophy, as everyone knows, you can say together. The philosophy is Achintya Beda Bheda Tattva. Simultaneously one and different, and it works everywhere. This is a good application of that principle. So now we have this oneness of living entities, but they're all individuals at the same time. And we find that among Vaishnavas, for instance, although it's being mentioned here, Srila Prabhupada saying all devotees see that all others are servants, we're all the same. However, in the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami gives instructions about how to see each devotee differently. Krishneti yasa giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti chet pranatibhishcha bhajantamisham shushushraya bhajanabhignamananyamanya Indari Shunyaridamipsita Sangalabhya. What are these divisions? Everyone's a living entity, everyone's the same, we're all one. But now we see a difference between the various devotees. So he says, anyone who chants Hare Krishna, everyone say Hare Krishna. As we mentioned yesterday, Jar Mukhe Shuni Ekbar. Lord Chaitanya said, from anyone I hear Hare Krishna, Krishna Nam She Puja Shreshta Shabakar. That person, he's the best of all the people. They say Hare Krishna. Say Hare Krishna again. Hare Krishna. So, anyone who chants Hare Krishna, Rupa Goswami says, you should offer obeisances in your mind. You should say, this is the best of all people. He can say Hare Krishna. And there are hundreds of verses that describe, the Shastra says, if someone can say Hare, that means they're special. So in your mind, you should offer obeisances. Same living entity, but special circumstance for that living entity. Next, he says, Dikshasti Che Pranitibish. That someone has accepted Diksha, in other words, a vow, that this is my chanting Hare Krishna, my life and soul. This is what I do. My main purpose in life is to chant Hare Krishna, like all of you. So, Dikshasti Chet, that person has accepted Diksha, initiation with a vow. That person, you should take some trouble to get down on your knees and your hands or flat on the ground and say, I offer my obeisances to you. It should be demonstrative. So we do that, right? We offer obeisances every day to all the devotees. And then, third, he says, Nindari Shunya Hridamipsita Sangalabhya. Then there's the third class of devotee, and that is one who is Nindari Shunya, free from the propensity to criticize others. That propensity comes from Matsarya, or envy within the heart. Mentioned in the 11th canto that every living entity carries this envy within his or her heart. And when it comes out, Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, it acts like a spear. It actually penetrates and injures others. There's envy that comes out from the tongue. But a person who's purified of this propensity, Nindari Shunya Hridamipsita Sangalabhya, this person, he says, you should follow them around, try to hear what they say, try to do some service for that person. Dedicate your life to such a person. So there are distinctions there. Furthermore, if we go into the second to the last verse in the Nectar of Instruction, Karmi Pya Parito Hare Priyataya Vyaktim Yayur Jnaninas Tebhyo Jnani Vimukta Bhakti Parama Premaika Nishtastata Tebhyastha Pashupala Panka Jadrishastha Vyopi Saradika Prishta Tadvad Iyam Tadiya Sarasi Tam Nashayat Kakriti. Rupa Goswami then says, there are other levels of people in the universe, the way we see all living entities. They're all one, but we're seeing a difference. First, he mentions karmis. Karmis are good. This verse says karmis are good. Because karmi means someone who follows the regulation of the scripture to try to get a better situation. At least they're following the scripture. So they're good. They're not vikarmis, they're karmis. But above them, karmi bhya parito hare priyataya, there is one who becomes a jnani, who figures out that there's no use in trying to work hard to elevate oneself in this material world, therefore I should become liberated. That person, Krishna says, is better. And of all those people, those jnanis, bahunam jammanamante, jnanavam mam prapadyate, vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudul. Someone becomes a maha-atma, great soul among the jnanis, and he becomes a devotee. Among all the devotees, practically one who becomes liberated, great liberated devotee, he's better than someone who's just practicing the rules and regulations. Above that, someone who's engaged in spontaneous devotional service, like the gopis of Vrindavan, and best of all, Srimati Radharani, and best of all, is her kund. So, in this way, there's gradations mentioned by Rupa Goswami of all the living entities. So there's a oneness, all living entities, ekadvam, but at the same time, it's not artificial. It's not like the Mayavadis that say, ultimately, we all become one. Now, interestingly, we have to try to balance these ideas. And in a society like ours, where we all work together, sometimes there's friction amongst the devotees. Is that true? It's true where I come from. I'm just checking to see if it's true here also. Friction among the devotees. So, a devotee named Atreya Rishi Prabhu, who was at GBC, he was from Iran, actually. And he was at GBC, and he noticed this friction amongst the leaders. Sometimes leaders are managing together. There's some disagreement on some point. So it appears there's some friction. Sometimes the friction turns into a little fire. So he was disturbed, and he wrote to Prabhupada, and he said, isn't this a misunderstanding? Isn't this these kinds of disagreements among devotees? Isn't this some kind of, he thought it was Mayavad or something like that, that they couldn't get along. And then Prabhupada wrote him back and said, actually, your idea is Mayavad, that there will be no friction. He said, even in the spiritual world, there are anomalies, because every living entity is individual. He said, therefore, don't look for utopia, even in the spiritual world, because sometimes, he said, Krishna, out of bewilderment, he sees Radharani, he becomes bewildered, and instead of milking a cow, he goes over and tries to milk a bull. Prabhupada said, this is one of the defects in the spiritual world. And he said, disagreements amongst devotees about service are transcendental. But they will be there because every living entity is individual. This is fascinating to me. The idea that every living entity is unique. We're one, but at the same time, completely unique. Every living entity has a unique relationship with Krishna. Unique. And there are asankhya living entities, uncountable living entities. And there's not one particle in the universe that's the same as another. This is where the ananda comes from. There's variety within the oneness, the variety within the oneness. And those so-called disagreements on the transcendental platform, one morning walk in Mayapur, someone asked Prabhupada, these different sampradayas, how is there a difference if we're all talking about the same God? How is there such a difference in these various sampradayas? One says that Vaikuntha Nayaka, he is the supreme. Somebody else says Krishna is the supreme. Seems to be so many differences. Prabhupada said, this is not difference. This is variety. Solved in one sentence. It's not difference. It is variety. This brings this idea of Achintavedabhed perfectly into focus. It is not difference, it is variety. Vedanti tat tatvavidas tatvam yaj jnanamadvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdite. At the outset of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we get to understand advaya jnan tatva. That God is one. He is everything. Same time, there's these differences. And now in the purport, Prabhupada points out, according to the attitude of the individual living entity, he or she will understand Krishna in a different way because Krishna is reciprocating with every living entity. We know from Bhagavad Gita, Samuham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho stinapriya ye bhajanti tubham bhaktya mai te teshu chapyaham. Krishna is equal to everyone. We know that from the 7th canto. There's a long discussion about that in the beginning of the 7th canto because Hiranyakashipu thinks that Vishnu has now become partial. And there's a long discussion about how he's not partial. He's equal. But we're individual. We have free will. And therefore, according to the attitude we've assumed, that I've assumed, Krishna reciprocates in a different way. And it comes out in this verse. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. I'm equal to everyone. But if someone turns towards me, if someone gives devotion to me, surrenders to me, then I that person lives in me. He's a friend to me. Of course, Krishna's a friend to every living entity. And this is part of oneness, ekatvam. And that is seeing everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. That means whatever happens to us, is Krishna's mercy. Where does it say that in the Srimad Bhagavatam? That everything that happens is Krishna's mercy. Tenth canto. 14th chapter. 8th verse. Altogether. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunjana eva makritam vipakam ridvagvapurvir viridam namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhakti. This verse says, Brahma is saying that the attitude of a devotee is that everything that's happening to me is Krishna's mercy, including the bad things. Because Krishna is the perfect moral agent. He's the friend of all living beings. This is mentioned here in this verse. Suridam Sarvabhutanam, he's the best friend. One time when I was in Govardhan a few years ago, I spent the Kartik at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram in Govardhan Hill. We take that month to hear and chant. And I was sitting down to prasadam next to my godbrother, Burijan Prabhu. And he said, I have something important to tell you that will change your life. I said, I leaned over close. I said, please tell me as soon as possible. He said, two things. One is, Krishna's all powerful. Second thing, Krishna's all merciful. If he was all powerful but not all merciful, we'd be in big trouble. And some people think that. Why is God punishing me all the time? But he's also all merciful. And if he was all merciful but not all powerful, what could he do? But he's all merciful and all powerful. And in the verse I mentioned earlier, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, Srila Prabhupada says something in the purport that will change your life when you hear this. One sentence. You'll never be the same when I say what it, this one sentence. So if you want to stay the same as you are now, cover your ears. Or stay out of the room while I say this one sentence. Are you ready? You don't want to cover your ears? He says, Krishna is responsive. Krishna is responsive. He's responsive. This is bhakti. It means I understand that I'm one spiritually, but nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, eko bahunam, yo viditati kama. There's a difference at the same time. Krishna's the supreme supplier. He's the appreciated, I'm the appreciator. And as I offer myself to Krishna, he responds. And then Prabhupada brings out in this verse, in this purport, tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadani buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. That if you have that mood of surrender to Krishna, sincere inquiry, how to reach Krishna, he gives the intelligence from within the heart how to come to him. So there's a response. Krishna gives a response. He gives a response also, Prabhupada says, to those who ignore him. He provides the intelligence how to be in Maya. People are very expert at being in Maya. They create sports teams. This is one of the ways that Krishna informs people how to stay in Maya. In America, we have professional sporting teams. You have them here too, right? Yes? Cricket? And what else? Football? So grown men, they dress up in all these uniforms. They form a league. It costs millions of dollars. They go out on the field. They make all these rules. And the whole year, they run around and they play these games. And then on the news, on the radio, television, for the rest of the year, everyone analyzes all the statistics of how they did, how they could have done better. And now in America, they have what is called fantasy football. There's a computer analysis system, so you can pick your own players from all the leagues and then form your own league and become fully absorbed in this. This is called Maya. As you can be fully absorbed in it. There's no limit to how much. If you turn your face away from Krishna, Krishna will give you intelligence how to create your own football league. But if you just give a little attention to Krishna, then he'll reciprocate because he's responsive. So, we emphasized a couple of sentences here. One is about how the devotees are merciful to other living entities because they see that their ultimate good is to come to Krishna. So, Vaishnavas like Shivananda Sen, we hear in the Antilila, this is in the Antilila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the very beginning of the Antilila, where Shivananda Sen is taking all the devotees to go to Jagannath Puri. And along the way, a street dog joins their yatra. And Shivananda says, he's with us. That dog, he's a devotee. He's coming along to Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he tells the cook to make rice for the dog every night, make sure he's fed. And then one night, the cook forgot to feed the dog and the dog disappeared. Shivananda Sen became morose, unhappy. So did all the other devotees. This is the mood of the Vaishnavas. They see all living entities and the potential of the living entities for serving Krishna. They don't see the difference. In the Gita, Krishna says, Atma pam yena sarvatra samam pashyati yojana sukham va yarivadukam sa yogi paramo mataha. The yogi who sees like this, who has empathy for other living entities, he sees their suffering, their enjoying in the material world, and he feels sorry for them. Atma upam yena sarvatra samam pashyati yojana. He relates to their plight in the material world, and therefore he tries to do good for them. Krishna says, Sa yogi, paramo mataha. In my opinion, that's the best kind of yogi. That's the Vaishnavas. They're thinking how to do good for others. Always scheming in ways to give others the chance to come back to him. We have about 17 minutes left, so we're going to take some reflections. Reflection means something you heard so far in the purport or in the discussion that's stuck in your mind. One thing that you're taking away with you. So raise your hand and we'll pass around the microphone. Yes.
That line you repeated and again.
Should I find it? It says...
You remember it. He also remembers.
They remember it. Okay, he remembers it. Let's see if he can remember it.
You remember?
Say it. Bamshuli? I think he was reading from his thing. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. So, this idea of allowing everyone to render service to the best of their ability, it describes this Sankirtan, that when we live a life of fanning the spark of devotional service in the hearts of others, we're looking everywhere to see what service can people render. I just finished a book about book distribution in Sankirtan that will be published by the BBT, Krishna willing, coming out in February. And in that book I wrote a chapter called The Penny Principle. And I named it The Penny Principle because when I first joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, I was told, when we went out on the street, I was trained up. After 3 months, I washed pots, and then they told me, you want to go out and sell some books? They said, the service that pleases Prabhupada the most. And I said, I'd like to volunteer to do that. So they sent me out with a devotee named Bhakta Patrick, who didn't speak English. He spoke Spanish. But he knew enough to show me, and at the time we were distributing sticks of incense on the street corner, and when someone would take it, we'd hold out a can and we'd say, please give a donation for the temple. They put in 25 cents and we give them a Back to Godhead magazine. And Bhakta Patrick taught me that if a person gave one penny, he said, that starts their path back home, back to Godhead. It's the penny principle. One tiny little thing. Prabhupada tells a story about a sannyasi going door to door begging for the temple. And he goes to the house where the couple inside is having an argument, a heated argument, so they're in a bad mood. Knocks on the door. The man opens the door and said, "Oh, it's a beggar." And he says to his wife, "Give him some ashes." So the woman of the house grabs some ashes from the stove, comes out and throws it into the cloth of the sannyasi. Sannyasi wraps it up tight, takes it back to the temple, to the pujari, and says, "Use this to polish the brass for the deities." So every day, he uses some of this ash to polish the brass. And then a few months later, sannyasi is wandering around the village. He doesn't remember which house he went to last time. Goes to the same door. And the household couple come out and they offer their dandavada obeisances. And they become submissive because their heart has changed because of this agyata sukriti. And Prabhupada says, from one pinch of ash, back home, back to Godhead. This is the vision. Yes. This is the vision. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability. Some have a tiny little ability to render some service. But they should be allowed nonetheless. That's the mood of the Vaishnavas. They go around everywhere and they say, let everyone do what they can. And so the Madhyama Adhikari is distinguishing everywhere and looking in the world, dividing it up into these categories, even though everyone is one. The Madhyama Adhikari looks at the world as a place for preaching. When a Madhyama Adhikari looks at the world and sees an apartment complex, he or she thinks, that was put there by Lord Chaitanya to make it easy so I can go in and meet all these people. When he sees or she sees a city, thinks, this place was put everyone together in one place so we can go give Krishna consciousness easily. They're all compact in one place. That's the vision. Now, there are three kinds of people and ways they look at the world. One way is to see what people did in the past, and therefore you judge. You say, oh, they did this in the past, therefore they're like this. A higher class person judges according to the way a person is now. So don't, they did that in the past, but here's how they are now. So I don't mind. But the highest class person is one who sees what their future is, what their potential is. Doesn't matter now, doesn't matter the past, matters what I know the potential of the living entity because I see. Ekatvam manupashyata. Seeing all living entities, they're part and parcel of Krishna. They don't belong in the material world. They have nothing to do with it. And if they get one tiny bit of service, one pinch of ash, they can attain the spiritual world. That's how the Sankirtan devotee looks at the world. That's why this is the most practical of services. The movement means that we can engage 24 hours a day in seeing the oneness of all living entities by thinking how to give them Krishna consciousness. So the penny principle, how did we get that? First I heard it from Bhakti Patrick. Then, a few years ago, on our marathon for the December time in California, we were going door to door. We like to go door to door. We knock on the door. And then we don't know who's going to answer. So we stand there and go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And every door in America, they have this little peephole. Do you have those in India? Yeah. So one trick. We knock on the door. And the peephole, we look at the peephole. We don't space out and look around, but we watch the hole. And as soon as the hole changes colors, it means somebody's looking out. Right? So we look at the hole. And as soon as they look out, we go, and then they think, oh, he sees me, so I have to open the door. So we were going door to door, a whole group of us. And one of the devotees went to a door, and I said to all the devotees, I say, all the books have to go out. I don't care what people give. Make sure they get a book. We have to do all these books. So one devotee, Bhakti Kumar, he's going door to door. He knocks on the door. And the man comes out and he says, I'm not interested in these things. And Bhakti Kumar is all excited. He said, no, you have to take this book, the Bhagavad Gita. It's a beautiful book. And he goes, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you want. You know, it's like, I don't want to give any money anyway. And Bhakti Kumar says, well, just give a penny. Give one penny. And he says, you'll give me this book if I give you one penny? He says, yeah, I'll give it to you.
So the man goes, okay, he didn't know what the book was, but he thought, if he's given it to me for a penny, I'm taking it. So he goes in his house, and he's looking all around to find one penny. And he starts going through his drawer in the back, and his wife comes in and goes, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for a penny. He said, why are you looking for a penny? He said, because there's this guy at the door, this religious person. He gave me this book. I said I didn't want it. He said, well, at least give one penny and keep it. And he said, I'm giving him a penny, because he said, give him a penny. She said, let me see that book. Starts looking at all the pictures going through. He said, this is a beautiful book. You can't give him a penny. He said, you get out there and give him a decent donation. She brought her husband out, made him give $50. So this is the penny principle. You start with something, anything, the living entity, just do something, little jiva. Just do something favorable. And then that starts that path. That person can now make advancements. So the devotees, they see, what is the potential of every living entity? This is how they see oneness. Kirata, Shukadeva Goswami. Kirata hunan rapulinda pulkasha abhirashumba yavana kasaraya yene cha papa yadapashrayashraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. He says, I don't care where they're from. Kirata hunan rapulinda. Doesn't matter if they're outside the varnashram system. It doesn't matter if they're the most fallen people in the world. If they can come in contact with Krishna and follow the process, they'll go back home, back to God, and they'll become perfect. This is seeing in oneness. This is Ekatvam. This is the Sankirtan movement, how to see oneness in all the living entities. A few more minutes, we have a few more reflections. Yes. Oh, you got to use the mic. Where's the microphone? There it is.
Nice, responsive.
Give him a hand for that. But be a little more responsive. We should be responsive also. That's important. It says in the Nectar of Instruction, Dadati Pritigunati Guyamakyati Prichiti Bhunte Bojayate Chaiva Shadvidam Pritilakshanam. Devotees are responsive. They have loving exchanges with one another. That's one of the principles. Thank you for remembering that. Very good. Very good. A couple more. I saw some more hands up. Yes. You have a question. Any more reflections? Yes. Oh, you got to turn it on.
In USA, you have a Goo Park, isn't it?
Uber.
Yeah, Uber Park.
Yeah, Uber Book.
Yeah, where everything is distributed freely. They give everything free.
They do?
Yeah, you said so.
Who does?
At that park. Yesterday.
What did I say they give away free?
They give the bike to the bride and they get food.
Oh, the bike ride?
Yes.
The Google bike?
Google Park.
That's right.
Yeah, it's called Google Park, right?
Google.
And we are in Zuhu Park, in the middle of Zuhu Park. And here also everything is given free. How come? Because everything is Krishna and Krishna is everything. So you are getting everything freely and flowing. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Yeah, so we can use things. Krishna is giving us the utility. That was my point yesterday. The body is given to us as a gift. Labham sudurlabham idam bahusambhavante. Manushyam artanam anityam apihadira. It's a gift. It's temporary, but it's a vehicle. Yes.
So everything is expensive, we have to buy. But Krishna is freely given. No charge for it.
Yeah, no charge.
Buying Krishna.
Well, little charge.
No buying.
Something. Okay, yes.
I didn't understand because I was not in the studies class. What did he say, Google bike? What
Google bike. On the Google campus in Silicon Valley, they have free bicycles so that employees can ride back and forth. They're painted Google colors. And you can use them, just go from one place to the next.
Okay.
So I was saying these bodies are like Google bike. Because we're just given temporarily, just to use to go from here to there.
It's given free?
Yeah, it's free. It's a gift from the material nature. Yeah. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya
Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan.
Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan.
Giridhari Gopinath Madan Mohan.
Giridhari Gopinath Madan Mohan.
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita.
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita.
Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita.
Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita.
Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhattarakuna.
Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhattarakuna.
Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raguna.
Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raguna.
Echai Gosai Kori Charanabanda.
Echai Gosai Kori Charanabanda.
Jaha Hoite Dignanash Abhishtapura.
Jaha Hoite Dignanash Abhishtapura.
Echai Gosai Jarmu Itarda.
Echai Gosai Jarmu Itarda.
Sarsa Parapara Rinu Panchagra.
Sasavara Padare Numora Panchagra.
Tandera Charana Sebi Bhakta Saniba.
Tadera Charana Sebi Bhakta Saniba.
Janame Janame Ho Ye Avila.
Janame Janame Ho Ye Avila.
Echai Gosai Jabe Braja Koilaba.
Echai Gosai Jave Braja Koilaba.
Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Koila Prakash. Bolo Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Ananda Vala Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Bolo Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Ananda Vala Hari Bhaja Vrindavan.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majjami Amma.
Guru Vaishnava Pade Majjami.
Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Padma Koriya. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narotamoda.
Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narotamoda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sai Gaura Premanande, Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki, Shri Hari Nam Mahamantra Ki, Shri Hari Ram Prabhu Ki, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Gopremanande, Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Gopremanande, Vancha Kalpa Durubhascha Kripasaname Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.